Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, we see our Lord, again, this is from the Last Supper discourse. He is praying that we all may be one, that his followers, Christians, be united in one faith. As St. Paul says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Our Lord prays, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. This unity of faith, the unity of the followers of Christ. And we see this is the same thing that Paul is exhorting the leaders of the church in Miletus, okay, to maintain unity. And he is warning them. He says, keep watch over yourselves. And again, so be vigilant. And why does he say that? Because after my departure, savage wolves will come among you. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth to draw the disciples away after them. You see that? Division. That's what these ravenous wolves want to do. They want to divide the flock of Christ. Savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And so St. Paul says that these leaders of the church need to watch over themselves and be vigilant. Above all, to watch over themselves and be vigilant in avoiding sin, right? Remaining in the state of grace. If we're in the state of grace, then we are protected. That's kind of the first step in the spiritual life, is to live habitually in God's grace. And this is the message we heard earlier this week when we celebrated St. Catherine of Bologna. She says, everyone endowed with goodwill, that is, with love for God, truly wishing to serve God, right? So if you desire to serve God, must first of all purify himself through sincere and complete confession of sin, with the firm determination never to sin grievously in the future. Right? So that's to be absolved of serious sin, to put yourself in the state of grace, and then to avoid it, have that firm determination to avoid it, so firm even to prefer to it 1,000 deaths, if this were possible. Why? Because whoever is enslaved by mortal sin is not a member of Christ, is a dead member, but rather of the devil. Right? In a certain sense, that soul is not possessed by Christ. The indwelling of the Holy Trinity is not there. Well, then under whose influence is that soul? The devil, for sure. He is moreover deprived of the benefits of Holy Mother Church and incapable of doing anything meritorious for eternal life. The determination to avoid mortal sin, then, is necessary for serving God faithfully. And then she goes on, so not only do we need to avoid mortal sin, of course, that's the very first step, but then she says we also need to have a love of the cross. In addition to this, the faithful servant of Christ must be ready to follow the way of the cross, since all who serve God must fight against God's enemies, and you can expect various kinds of wounds from them. Right? So if these leaders of the early church remained in the state of grace, they watched over themselves, and they were vigilant, right? And then cultivated a love of the cross, those ravenous wolves would have no victory over them, and there would be unity among the flock, among the followers of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.